in the Catholic Church, and I would dare say in the Christian community, the number one is extremely important. The number one. And I think it's when we lose sight of that number one that we fall into problems. So in a little while, we're going to be praying the Creed. And in the Creed, we'll say, I believe in one God. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. It's about that one. And Jesus, as we know, Jesus, when he was looking at his ministry, he spoke about that one lost sheep, that the good shepherd will leave the 99 and will go in search of the one. You remember that story, don't you? And we know the story of Martha and Mary. And Jesus told Martha that she was worried about too many things. And he told her that only one thing is necessary. One thing. And then, in today's gospel, we hear this person telling Jesus that he has done so many things. That he, you know, he had kept all of these commandments. And then Jesus told him, you are lacking in one thing. In one thing. And when Jesus pointed out to him what that one thing was, he went away sad because we're told he had many possessions. So one thing is necessary. It's one thing that we need to focus on. And therefore, if we focus on the one God, if we focus on the one Lord Jesus Christ, focus on the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, then we will be able to look into ourselves and we will know that one thing that is keeping us from being totally united with God. So this is what I'd like you to do today. I'd like to think of that one thing. When we started the Mass and we are preparing with the, you know, our confession, I said that maybe there is one sin that we have in our lives that is keeping us away from God. So think about that in your own life. What is that one thing that you're probably holding on to? That one thing that you're afraid of giving up because you think that if you give up that one thing, you will lose who you are. That one thing. Think about it. One sin. One sin. No doubt you go to confession regularly. And no doubt there is a sin that you keep on confessing week after week or month after month. And I'm sure that when the priest is giving you the penance, the priest tells you something, and I hope the priest is not going to say, oh, go say one Hail Mary, and then that would be enough. But that the priest is giving you that one thing that one penance that you need to do that would help you to get away from that one besetting sin. But very often, there are persons who will come back and they'll say that they didn't do the penance that the priest had given them. And because of that, they are still caught up in that one sin. It's like an addiction. But that one thing needs to be faced. And so I always say to people, name that sin. So we're not talking about name that tune, but name that sin. Own that sin and confess that sin, and you'll be set free. But how do we leave the confessional? Do we leave sad because we're afraid of giving up that one thing? Of course, our God is merciful. And you're not going to go back to the confessional and confess that sin, and the priest is going to say, oh no, you confessed it last month, get out of here. No, the priest is going to offer you the forgiveness again. Because you see, God does that one thing all the time. Because that one thing is that our God is merciful. And God will never, ever go against who He is. And therefore, it is that one thing that stands between us and the eternal life that this man was asking for. What can I do to inherit eternal life? What can I do? And so we probably come today asking that question. And we are given the opportunity today again to be set free. So Jesus is looking at us, and Jesus is saying how difficult it is for the ones with many possessions to enter the kingdom of heaven. How difficult. But Jesus also said, come to me, you who find life burdensome. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. That's what he wants to offer to us. That's what he wanted to offer to that young man. That's what he offers to all of his disciples. That's what he offers to all the people in the world. That one thing, his mercy. And he's saying to us, take this. Take this. Receive this. And as you receive this, you'll receive that promise of eternal life. And so he's serious about that. Are you serious about receiving it? So this gift is being offered to you today at this Mass. Accept that gift. Accept that gift, and instead of leaving today in sorrow, leave this day with great joy. Just as we say in the responsorial psalm, fill us with your joy. Fill us, and what will we do? We won't be sorry, but we will sing for joy. So I would like everybody this day, every person who is here worshiping God, I want you to leave this church today singing for joy, because you have left in this church that one thing, never to take it up again. Receive His joy.